And that's a great announcement and a natural segue to Jason Luckett. Now, we love Angela Davis on this show. We also love Jason Luckett.
Thank you.
And so what do you have for us today? Let me first ask you briefly, you have a new album out. You've been touring around the state. How's the tour going? What's happening with you and the music?
The tour is amazing. I was up in the Bay Area, it was a fun tour because I hooked up with a singer named Ann Feeney, who I met a couple years ago. She's kind of a labor singer, so we actually did a gig in Berkeley at a retirement. Yes, right, Berkeley, Michael's alma mater. It was a retirement home for like a lefty activists.
Nice.
it was
right.
Very, very hip.
I love that.
And
what song do you have for us tonight, Jason?
So the song I'm going to do tonight, we're talking about education and actually one of the lefties came up to me at the end of the night and she said, that song you did, that people need to hear that tells the truth of the story, So I'm going to do a song. It's an older song of mine. It's on an older album of mine, but it's called Jackson, Mississippi. It's actually in an anthology that we're both part of, Michael and I, called Voices from Leimert Park. So the song is called Jackson, Mississippi, and it's about Jackson and its neighboring town called Brandon. He sipped a glass of water and brushed a dark fist across his forehead. I used to live next door, he said. I don't see him much anymore. Inside, his son was working on the family business papers. He called it Frank Turner's Garden Bouquets. His son's son drove by in his yellow school bus and made all the kids wave. It's not simple. Where hate existed, patterns remain. The black neighborhood in Jackson, the white neighborhood in Brandon. No one's crying and few are trying. They'll sooner forget the struggle, then begin to understand. Felix LaDotte and Brandon looked kind of isolated there in his house covered with gates and bars and locks, but he said, I can make it here in the white part of town. The public enemy. For every falsehood, you raise questions. People talking loud in Jackson. People talking loud in Brandon. No one's crying and few are trying there. Sooner forget the struggle, then begin to understand. You can talk to yourself, what is a good? You're isolated. No walls to cross, no need to cross. We're okay here. Okay. So I finally sat down on the porch next to my grandpa and asked him why, 40 years after the death of Martin Luther King, blacks and whites weren't sitting around and talking to each other much. Dialogue's not the question. We got a home here, it's not that we fear. It is simple. No need to move, so why should we? It's a circle in Jackson. It's a circle in Brandon. The black neighborhood in Jackson. The white neighborhood in Brandon. No one's crying and few are trying. They'll sooner forget the struggle. At home, warm inside, with no reason to revise. They'll sooner forget the struggle, then begin to understand. Jackson. It's a circle in Brandon. It's a circle in Jackson. It's a circle in Brandon.
Yes, thank you very much to Jason Luckett. That's a beautiful song. And that's it for this edition of Beautiful Struggle. Thanks so much to our guests, Josh Peschall, UTLA AFT Vice President, Alejandra Cruz with UCLA Fights Back Coalition, Tanisha Williams, Cal State LA Organizers with Student for Quality Education, and Salvador Sanchez, Professor at LACC and Board Member at AFT Local 1521. Thank you to our engineer, Ray Pelaez. Thanks very much to our interns in studio and for production assistance, Kimberly Perry and Carm Cooper. Thank you all for listening. Beautiful Struggle is produced by the Beautiful Struggle Collective, Michael Datcher, Kimberly King, Penny Wilson, and Dion Bennett. You can get a complete copy of today's program from the KPFK's audio archives at kpfk.org under Beautiful Struggle. We hope to see you on March 4th at 4 p.m. at Pershing Square. March to the Reagan State Building for a rally from 5 to 6.
So until March 4th, let's talk about it and be about it.
Peace!
KPFK would like to thank all of those who made Love Fest a great success.